What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 458th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. A super effective 25th anniversary to you,
yes.
My co-host. I am your host, SBJ, and with me is Will.
Do you ever have this experience where you are taking apart your desk so you can move it to your new house, and you put the screws for the different sections of the desk in each of your different pockets of your jeans, and then you take the screwdriver that you're using to take apart the desk, and you put it in your back pocket of your jeans, so you're like, I'm going to have that screwdriver when I need to put this desk back together. And then, for some reason, you go in the kitchen and you put the screwdriver in the drawer because you need to take apart a chair, and you think that the tool for the chair is in there, and it's not. And anyways, that you don't take the chair apart. And then you take the chair and the desk pieces to your car. And then you say, but wait, the screwdriver is in that kitchen drawer. I got to go back and get the screwdriver. So you go back and you grab two boxes of clothes and put them in your car and drive to your new house. And you get to your new house and you try to put your desk together. And there's no screwdriver.
It's in the drawer.
Correct.
This is a trick question.
I'm good at these escape room things. So, okay. So now put the letter A and Z on this area in the map. And that's going to open up a secret compartment. And inside will be 25th anniversary news.
Wow.
I don't
like
escape rooms.
Let's go back to the 20th anniversary. Why don't you like escape rooms?
Because it's always one person in control.
It is not.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Captain Control would take over, so correct.
The real escape room will be whether this hand-assembled desk is going to stay together throughout this recording.
Or if it collapses on you.
Greg is here.
I am here. I am in a room that I'm not escaping from right now, no matter how much I might want to.
People noticed your new bookshelf last time.
New bookshelf? I'm slowly adding things all over. It's going to be a hunt to see what new things I've added as I rearrange the many rooms in my house.
I have
to work here on a permanent basis.
The same Alola special edition gift set dealy. I moved that.
I have
over.
That too.
I'll have to put it up in the background.
I finally remembered A, where I put it, which was on a stupid shelf. And B, I'm like, oh, this actually kind of looks good as a piece of decoration. I'll put it up.
Speaking of putting up, we have to put up with the lack of 25th anniversary news.
That was actually one of your better transitions, oof. I'm going to actually say. I mean, it still wasn't great, but it was one of the better ones.
It was all right. We do have some Pokemon news. There was another Pokemon Snap trailer. It was just like one of the shorter, probably for TV ones, 30 seconds a minute. I didn't watch it. I heard there's a new mythical. I don't know what it is. No spoiler.
Like
how we know,
like,
that Celebi's in it.
Never seen before.
No, no.
Never brand new introduced in Snap. There's a new Snap mythical.
I mean, it could happen.
It's just a camera that Volcanion is attached to magnetically, and he's very confused why.
Is he? Because I feel like Volcanion is just happy to be noticed.
I was just going to say that. He's happy with the attention.
He's the worst mythical, right?
No.
Because Melmetal exists.
What?
Oh, wait a minute now.
Melta and Melmetal are top tier.
They're sweet Pokemon.
Top tier of the losers bracket.
Mm-mm. You're going to put Volcanion over Melmetal?
Yeah, Volcanion has four nostrils. What does Melmetal have?
One big eye thing.
It's got wires in its butt. I'll give it that.
It does have wires in its butt. That's true.
Wire booty.
Well, what's the worst mythical?
The one that came out with Volcanion.
Magearna?
Doesn't even have a story. Doesn't have... There's nothing. Magearna is just nothing.
Magearna's pretty bad. How many are there?
Too many.
Too
like 50?
Let's start culling the mythicals. Cutting them back.
Who is your number one mythical?
Best mythical.
I mean, Steve is Jirachi, right?
Jirachi's up there, yeah.
Victini.
Victini's really great. Victini's super, super great. I'd put probably Victini in top three.
You know what mine is? Actually, which is weird.
Mew?
No.
It's. I know. Oh, there's dust here. It's Meloetta.
No!
Oh, jeez.
Marshadow.
Look, Marshadow's good.
Marshadow is actually probably, I think, my favorite mythical current.
Meloetta has like the figure of like a Roselia, has some music you like to sing.
Yeah, don't stereotype, dude.
Yeah, it's too on the nose. I feel like everybody's been like, oh, you're a Meloetta boy. And I'm like, I have more facets. Not many.
I traded you a Meloetta.
I know. Diancie's a mythical, right?
Yeah, Diancie's cool. Because Diancie's like, it's a carbing, but cool. It's a special carbing.
Yeah. Mm. I like Diancie. Volcanion is not great. Magearna, bottom level.
The thing that makes Volcanion cool is it was like, I'm going to say it this way. It's going to sound weird, but you're going to understand what I'm trying to say. It was like 6 years ago, we went through this list of, hey, they went into the code and found all of these Pokemon that are going to come out. And then it's like 6 years later, they're like, hey, remember we found that code for Volcanion?
Remember
this?
Here's
your Volcanion.
Here's your Volcanion. It's tacked on at the end.
I was like, but 6 years ago, it sounded really cool. We're going to have a fire water Pokemon. And it's like, well, not cool anymore.
I want to like Zerud. I just have no basis for Zerud liking or hatred because the movie isn't even around yet. At least not here. Is it out in Japan? When did that movie come out?
It came out in Japan. It came out on Christmas for them.
Why do we have it?
You know, they're giving us so much 25th anniversary news.
They could release the movie and say this is the 25th anniversary movie, and it would be something.
They just haven't gotten there yet.
They don't want to overwhelm us,
look,
dude.
You know, to be fair, we're getting we're getting a Pokemon game in 5 days. Speaking of that Pokemon game, transition into some news here. Fujifilm launches a new app for the Insta Mini Link. Now, there's some confusion here. Fujifilm has a product called the Insta. It's Insta, and then there's an X at the end. I don't know if you're supposed to pronounce the X.
Instax. Let's say Instax.
I think it's just Insta Mini. I think the X is just bad branding.
I think the X is the keep them from getting sued by Instagram.
Yeah.
They are releasing a Pikachu version of this.
Is it a version or is it a case?
It's a case. Technically, it's a version.
How is it technically a version? Because the thing inside is the same old thing.
It is. It's really dumb.
You could say the same thing about the Pikachu Switch controller. It's still the same Switch controller on the inside, but it's just got a cool Pikachu graphic on it.
Okay, yeah, so this was...
But the printer itself doesn't have a graphic on it. It's just the printer.
This was sent in by Stuart. This is off Fujifilm's website. We need a backup. The Insta Mini Link is a Polaroid printer, not a camera.
Wait, no, it's not a Polaroid because that would be made by Polaroid.
Okay. What do they call those?
A photo printer.
It's a photo printer.
It's a photo printer, but they look like Polaroids. How about that?
They don't look even like Polaroids. They just have,
they have a big blank bar across
bottom. They have the blank bar at the bottom. Yeah, they do. They have the blank bar at the bottom. So it is a Polaroid printer.
Polaroid-esque printer.
Polaroid-esque printer.
There you go. It's a print picture in the style of Polaroid.
Sued or taken down here by the Polaroid company, which I'm pretty sure is still a valid concern.
I don't think Polaroid's doing well at all right now, right?
No, they do.
Doesn't
they have
matter.
A bunch of... I bought their new Polaroid camera/printer for my wedding so that people could take pictures and print them out.
That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, there's still...
That was not 10 years ago. That was 2014.
And they're just going to sue us for watering down their name. That's how they do it.
I still have it. I can dig it out of here or something. And I put it in this house.
So the Insta Mini Link. Mm-hmm. Insta Mini... What is this called?
Insta Mini Link smartphone printer.
It is just a printer.
Give.
It doesn't take pictures. This is very hard on an audio podcast. So they announced a special bundle, which is an Insta Mini Link white, red, and blue. So that's what's exclusive. The printer itself is mostly white, and it has like a blue. It has a little bit of blue and a little bit of red. So there's your exclusivity, because some of these printers are green or pink or purple. We'll get to that point. And then it comes with a silicone case featuring Pikachu. And then on the like product box, They have, you know, Pokemon Snap and Animal Crossing and some Mario stuff. And then there's a big, like, works with the Nintendo Switch. Mm. So what Fujifilm is doing is they're releasing a smartphone app called Insta for a Nintendo Switch that you'll be able to download. And then you can take the pictures that you take on your Switch, and then you can use that QR code thing that we talked about last week, and you can send it to this app, and then the app will send it to the printer, and then the printer will print your photos regardless of what game they are. You can print your Hades photos if you want to, or your Animal Crossing photos.
Ring Fit photos that I accidentally take all the time.
So that's all it is. And that is the app is coming out on April 30th. In Japan, the silicone case featuring Pikachu bundle red and blue Insta Mini Link printer is coming out on April 30th. And I believe, unless something has changed in the last 2 days of me reading a different website, the Pikachu one is coming to the United States in May. Japan will get it this week. That being said, the Insta Mini printer has existed since 2019, and you can just walk into a store and buy one right now. I think they're like 99 mm-hmm. bucks or something.
Have you Target ever seen one on the shelves of any store ever?
Yeah, Target has them.
Yeah, Target has them.
I've never.
Target has like a whole aisle of like knockoff Polaroid cameras.
Garbage electronics that I have no interest in. I don't go to the electronics section in Target.
I'm going to say this dusky pink printer, though, really good.
How much?
Well, Target says it's $99.99. Yeah, but okay. I don't think Target actually has this color in stock. I'm just on the print website. They may. Let's look.
I do think that this is going to sell out because everything Pokemon related is selling out.
Yes.
But also, this is not worthy to sit next to the Ancient Mew or the the Burger King. And the reason I say that is because if we look at the Game Boy printer, it's not hard to find a used Game Boy printer. I think it's actually harder to find.
I have a used Game Boy printer in my house.
I think it's harder to find the printer paper for the Game Boy printer than it is the Game Boy printer.
Did it use like thermal print, or what did it do?
Hey, the pink one's in stock at one of my local Targets. I could buy it for $99.99.
I was just gonna say the view from my new office is mostly Home Depot, but a little bit Target. So, I mean, if you need me to just get up and run over there, it'd take me about 15 minutes.
Nah.
Can you keep us updated on the price of lumber over there?
In review, people like this product. They're also leaving out that you have to buy the film packs for.
Oh yeah, I already looked those up. It was about $12.99 for 20 sheets on Amazon, which is like 78 cents a sheet, I think. Here's the real thing. If I can buy the Pikachu one, I will buy the Pikachu one. I'm not going to settle for any 2019 versions. I just want the silicone case. I want and the box.
I mean, I want the silicone case and the pink printer. This white, red, and blue thing is pretty
bad. Sorry. No mix and match.
I'm sure I can find.
I don't think they're going to sell the silicone case separately.
They might. You never know.
That's not how you make money.
Yeah, it is.
That's not how you
get
to put the words
make money.
Special edition on the side of a box and sell a product from 2019 that they probably already made a long time ago. And they were like, how do we put these on shelves? Let's throw a case in the box. There ain't nothing special about white, red, and blue unless you want to be like America.
I was just going to say.
Or any other
or
country
France,
that uses those colors in their flags.
Do you know what's actually probably a better use of your money? Is just send your photos to Walgreens. How much is a print at Walgreens? It's like 12 cents.
Can I send my QR code to Walgreens, though?
Yeah.
Like, it's so much cheaper.
The point of this printer is you carry it with you so that when you're with your friends, you take snap a photo and then you print it and you're like, hey, friends, remember that picnic we're at now?
Here's a photo of it.
You had like
the app allows you to add backgrounds and stickers and stuff that you can't add to your Walgreens.
I learned anything from Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, it's putting stickers on photos is something that other people enjoy doing.
No one is walking around with a Nintendo Switch and a printer in their backpack.
The printer is versatile. It's not just for the Switch. Why do you think it has a silicon case? So it's you can true. Throw it in You're your right. backpack.
It is not mm-hmm. just for the Switch. You could use probably one of the Insta camera things and take a picture and link it there.
Greg and I take photos together all the time. They're very kawaii, and we will put mm-hmm. stickers on them that are mm-hmm. like little hearts and like besto friendos.
This is 23 like cents to make a picture print at Walgreens. 23 cents. How much did you say the thing was?
78.
78 cents. But no
Not
stickers.
That much difference for the convenience of having your own stickers there in is... the app and printing it in your own home. You, Captain, I don't want to leave to have somebody else do my stuff, are all about this printer life.
And also not having to go into a Walgreens because for as much as I hate CVS, Walgreens is probably
printing
the lowest level.
Pictures at Walgreens or CVS is actually the easiest thing ever.
So is filling up your tires at a gas station, yet you went and bought an air compressor for your car.
I did. One number one, Milwaukee charges for air.
You get charged for printing at Walgreens.
You get charged for air. Number two is not only did I fill my tires, I filled Irene's tires, and I got a new snowblower, which I needed to fill their tires. That device is paying for itself, Greg.
And you could have multiple friends at an event all printing off of your one printer without having to make a trip to Walgreens.
You won't have multiple friends because you'll be thinking, look at how much money I'm losing because it's 78 cents a sheet.
No, because I can put
you can't put a price on joy. I'm sure you cannot put a price on joy.
I'm sure when this printer comes out, it's going to go from 78 cents a sheet to like $4 a sheet because all the scalpers are going to buy out sheets.
That is your pro play. You go to every Target in your area, buy all the sheets, and throw it up on
eBay. And then who cares about Pokemon cards anymore? You have maximized the Insta Max printer link market. No, this is what's going to happen. People are going to they want to feel nostalgia, right? They want that feeling of Blockbuster. They're going to go out, buy this printer that has existed for 2 years that they've had no interest in for the last 2 years. They're going to buy this printer. They're going to buy a bunch of paper. They're going to do it like twice on April 30th and May 1st, and then they're never going to touch it again. Because if they actually cared about a portable printable Insta thing, it's existed. The product has been here. It existed before 2019. They just updated it in 2019.
That's false, because the whole reason I'm getting this is to print out all the photos I'm taking in Pokemon Snap, which is a game based around taking photos.
Mm-hmm. But you can send them to Walgreens and not spend $100.
I have a grudge against Walgreens.
Send them to CVS.
Walgreens is not
trying to find
need
a
to
CVS
know.
In Minnesota, buddy. That's not the.
Well, there's one up the street.
Stop.
But here's the thing: can you send pictures from this wonderful app that gives you so many options to Walgreens? I think the answer is no.
Well, and Walgreens doesn't let you put stickers on.
Yeah,
you put the stickers on in the Pokemon Snap app,
but there are other ones in the SmartLink app. Where am I going to get those? Mm-hmm, where am I going to get those from? Mm-hmm. Where am I going to get this incredible Mario face background to put on my selfie if I don't have this printer?
I bet the printer app has like filters too, doesn't it? Where it's mm-hmm. like it can make me have kitty cat ears and stuff.
Yeah.
That's very important.
I want to buy the dumb printer. Don't get me wrong. But
you're going... not. Don't say I want to. You are going to buy the dumb printer.
Definitely. I'm waiting for that Instagram story to come up.
I will only pay MSRP for the dumb printer. Not a dollar more. Whatever, they don't have the price for what the Pikachu version is going to be. I would assume maybe like 120 if the normal one is 100.
130 probably. That silicon case is worthwhile.
Yeah. That silicon case is legit.
Probably get exclusive Pokemon stickers.
But let's be honest. There is no one listening to the show that is going to use this printer more than like four times. And if they do, it's only to spite me in the show to be like, look, I used it for a fifth time. And then a fifth time, then they throw it in the closet next to the Burger King gold coins.
Where it will get money.
But the thing
First of all,
you can use this like at parties.
You could.
Like,
yeah.
You could. But we're talking about a game that we all think that is going to maybe be like 1 week or 2 weeks of enjoyment.
But the printer is independent of
universal.
The game.
You've already lived 2+ years without the printer in your life.
Because I didn't even
know
it existed.
I didn't know I needed it till now. And now, with all my parties that will happen soon, sure.
How many times
I can take pictures?
Have Greg and I done Pokemon Go Community Day, and I wish we had a nice photograph I could put in a frame to commemorate the time that we spent together. I did not know this printer existed. And now that I know it's there, I will have... My desk will be covered in photos of me and Greg having Pokemon Go Community Day.
Think of how great Kanto Day would have been if we were printing out pictures that entire time we were there.
I know deep down inside you both hate this printer. You're just playing devil's advocate right now.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I just think you also don't have enough young people in your life because teenagers need to put stuff up in their lockers and they need to put pictures of their best friends with stickers that say, aren't we cute? And
I
other
have
phrases.
This entire blank closet door that could be covered in pictures right now. And it's not because I never had this printer.
Speaking of things that America will never get, a Pokemon-themed fossil exhibit is opening in Japan.
I want to go to this thing so bad.
This is a Kotaku.
Kotaku.
Sent in
Let's cancel our May travel plans and go to Japan instead.
We have travel plans?
Yes.
Yes.
This was sent in by Spencer from our Slack community. It will open this summer in Japan. According to the official announcement, the expedition will let visitors observe and compare fossils from dinosaurs and other creatures, as well as extinct plants with pocket monsters. With the ideal of hopefully showing how enjoyable paleontology is. Did I get that right?
Close enough.
Paleontology. Paleontology.
Where are you reading this?
Paleontology. That's the study of dinosaurs, right?
That is the study of dinosaurs, yes. You're just saying it a little weird.
Do you know, speaking of dinosaurs, this is a side note. I was playing Jackbox with some, this was pre-pandemic. I'll never forget the moment, though, because I was super salty. Am I allowed to express?
Yes.
What's the game where they're like, you gotta, it's a quiz show, but then they cut off your fingers and then they like stab your dolls.
I play that all the time.
Murder Mystery Party.
So we're playing Murder Mystery Party. And the question came up of like, which dinosaur is not real? And the answer is the long neck one, the
Brontosaurus.
Brontosaurus from Jurassic Park, right? Like, that's not a real dinosaur.
Well, Brontosaurus from what we thought was real in science.
Yeah, but everyone...
Jurassic Park didn't invent the Brontosaurus. We thought the Brontosaurus was a thing for a very long time.
Right. But in Jurassic Park, that was a rad dinosaur. You were like, check that. It's like a giraffe and a thing, and it's big.
They had a couple in the Flintstones.
I think it's an Allosaur now, is it? Wait.
Yeah,
They got converted
to a different thing.
But I knew that wasn't a real dinosaur. And there was like, I don't know... Seven or eight of us in the room, and I was the only one that got it right. And the audacity of the people in this room being like, did you actually know that, Steve? Or did you just lucky guess? No, I knew that wasn't a real dinosaur because I know my dinosaurs. Jeez. I was legit, that ruined my night. It legit ruined my night. I was so mad.
I mean, to be fair, 9 times out of 10, the answer that you give is, yeah, I guessed. So the odds were stacked against you. You don't have a lot to be angry about since most of the time you are flying by the seat of your pants.
Look, I'm pretty dumb.
Well, that's the point.
But I knew the answer to the dinosaur question, and I'm salty about it still.
Still? It's been like, what, a year and a half?
Something like that.
God! This is like the movie The Grudge.
Although Brontosaurus is a real dinosaur. I think you're thinking of the wrong one.
Brachiosaurus or whatever. I don't know. The one with the long neck.
Brontosaurus is the one with the long neck. It's a real dinosaur. I'm looking it up right now. Because I was like, I'm trying to find what the real name is. And then it's like, it's
long neck dinosaur in Jurassic Park. That's not a real dinosaur.
It is a real dinosaur. I'm literally looking at it right now.
Greg, verified dinosaur knowledge. I got to finish this article. Oh.
Okay, so here is the answer. It was believed to not be real, and then they have now since proven that it was real.
Exactly.
Wait, what?
The Brontosaurus is back.
Is this like
it's
Pluto?
It's been officially
since
reclassified
when?
As...
No. Pluto is never going to be a planet again.
Pluto keeps flipping.
No, it doesn't.
Wait, so when did Mystery Murder Party come out?
Long time ago.
That was like 2013 or something, right?
Yeah, and it wasn't until 2015 that it was brought back as being a dinosaur.
Interesting. I'd be curious what the other three answers were. I don't remember the other three dinosaurs.
The differences we found between the Brontosaurus and the Apatosaurus were at least as numerous as the ones between other closely related dinosaurs, and much more than you would normally find in a species. So they thought it was just a variant, but now they have seen that there is enough differences that they can reclassify it as its own Brontosaurus. This happened late 2015. It was lost in the news.
Okay, but when did they decide it wasn't a dinosaur?
But the thunder lizard has been proven to be species in its own right.
Oh, this is the problem. Steve hates the word thunder. That's why
Pluto
he's in
was
denial.
Declassified in 2006, and it looks like Brontosaurus was declassified in 2006. I'm trying to find the exact date. So it took him a while to prove that the Brontosaurus is real. So guess what, salty man? You can no longer be salty because time has proven you wrong yet again.
Hey, I was the only one in the room that got that question right.
Well, I mean, I can only imagine what the other people guessed.
That's why I'm curious what the other three dinosaurs were. I don't remember. Did I say dinosaurs or Pokemon? The museum, the Pokemon Fossil Museum, will kick off this July in Mikasa City Museum in Hokkaido.
Mikasa Isukasa.
Before wrapping up there in September and moving to the Shimane Prefecture, Tokyo in Aichi. Other locations will be added before the exhibit ends its run in summer of 2023. So you got plenty of time.
I don't see Mall of America listed on there, so they need to get on there.
You got plenty of time to check out the dinosaurs. And I am sure these museums will carry Pikachu merch with Pikachu wearing a hard hat or something and a pickaxe. Seems cool, though.
Just like the World Championships had that as the mascot.
Maybe they were just sitting on those two big statues they built for the World Championships, and they're like, we need to get some more revenue out of these two bad boys. Ship them to Japan, throw them in a museum. All right, let's take a break. We got some more Pokemon news. There were some past events we should talk about, and then maybe,
I guess. The 20th anniversary. There's a past event we should talk about.
We will be right back.
If any of our listeners have hot lawn care tips, please send them my way.
Look, my lawn looks better than everyone else's lawn right now. Right now. Right now. Look, my lawn looks better than everyone else's lawn now. Now.
If you got rabbits in your yard, you're mowing the grass way more often.
Why?
Because they're pooping, as they're pooping, as they're pooping.
Why? Why?
Because they're pooping, as they're pooping, as they're pooping, and the pooping is making the grass grow.
I am doing a Google search.
This is a true thing.
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 True thing.
True thing.
True thing.
Look, my lawn looks better than everyone else's lawn now.
Now. Now.
I don't think that's how that.
That is 100% true because they poop in circles and then you have circles that grow.
Circles that grow.
Why?
Don't give me these lugs.
Give me these lugs.
Give me these lugs.
I already tell you how rabbits poop.
We are back from our break. Hello. Before I forget, throughout the entire month of April, Pod Chaser is donating 25 cents to Meals on Wheels. Did I get that right the first time?
Yes.
Yep.
For every review you leave. And I think we're just shy of 100 reviews. So if you want to do a very easy thing, that'll be in the show notes and the YouTube comment, pinned comment. But you just click the link, leave a review. I'll say something on your review, and then it'll turn from 25 cents to 50 cents. And then that goes directly to charity. Shout out to Podchaser for doing that. Shout out to anyone who left a review. If you haven't left a review, you only have a couple days left, and we're almost to 100 reviews on Podchaser. So
yay!
Get us there. Please. Other thing is, Pokemon Snap comes out April 30th, and then which is a Friday, and then on May 1st, I'm not 100% happy it's a Saturday, but we're going to be relaunching the entire Patreon. So we're going to be doing redoing all the rewards. We're going to be adding new rewards. We're going to get rid of rewards that people don't care about. It'll be great. It'll be exciting. This is the biggest revamp I've ever done. In the past, we've slowly changed some rewards. We've added a new tier, got rid of a tier, but we're redoing it all. It's all getting redone. So that'll be on May 1st. I don't love launching things on a weekend because I feel like people aren't in front of their computers on a weekend, but I don't want to do it.
People do stuff with their phones. They don't do stuff with their computers anymore. They'll be in front of their phones.
They'll be in front of their phones.
Yeah, but when they're in front of their computer for work, they're looking for things not to do at work.
So send out a reminder on Monday.
Yes, or Tuesday.
Yeah, I will send a reminder, but I don't want to do it before May 1st, because then if people want to sign up, then they get charged twice. They'll get charged on like April 29th, and then they'll get charged on May 1st. So I just want to be considerate of hold your money until May 1st if you're considering signing up for the Patreon.
If you're on the edge, wait until the good stuff comes in.
But that'll be May 1st. I'm very excited for the launch of that, and then I'm probably send out an email on the 3rd. That's Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, now with that out of the way, the housekeeping out of the way, there was a Max Raid Battle weekend in Pokemon Sword and Shield this weekend. It was
Pink Lemonade Weekend. Pink
it was to celebrate weekend. World Penguin Day.
Is that actually a thing?
That's what they say on Pokemon.com.
Of course, penguins are fantastic.
World I love them.
Penguin Day is April 25th. That's what they say here.
Nobody loves penguins as much as I do.
I wanted a penguin as a kid. I had a whole plan for how I would keep a penguin as a pet because I fundamentally didn't understand how penguins worked. But I had a plan. Like, there's a bathroom I could take over. I had a whole thing. I read a bunch of penguin books. My parents were very against the idea.
I was a penguin as a kid.
Wow.
You ever hear of Chilly Willy? If not, look it up, kids, because that was me.
Willy. The penguin.
Yes, that was me. That was me.
He's chilly.
I got a shiny penguin.
Congrats.
I already had a shiny penguin, but I got another one. You had two?
Two.
Oh, wow. I was expecting you to say what you always say is, I did a bunch and I didn't get any.
Well, now you can evolve one of them.
A wonderful listener who is in a time zone far in the future helped me get the first one, and then Friday night, I think it was Friday, I randomly joined one on the YCOM, and it was shiny. I'm like, yoink.
Nice.
Score.
Was the whole catch percentages and everything the same, where it's like if you were hosting the raid, you were guaranteed, but if you weren't, it was like 10% or something?
Well, I think with Ice Q, because it's based off species catch rate, I think Ice Q is like 22% or something, but if you Ultra Ball, it's like 44, and then if you Repeat Ball, it's pretty much 100, close to 100. I mean, it's all Repeat Ball is what, like times 5, I think, times 4, times 5. I Repeat Balled mine because I was a guest. Yeah, that existed. I as much as I like these raid weekends, the same thing. I'm a broken record. They do a really bad job at promoting them and letting people know, and the lack of heads up is a bummer. And the thing they always do. There was a Pogo event this past weekend. There was this event. There was the Players' Cup. What was last weekend? Oh, nothing. spread it out. I don't...
Well, they don't have control over World Penguin Day.
You're right.
True.
That's true.
They don't have control over Earth Day. These were set by the world governments.
Okay, Friendship Hour was made up by Niantic.
Yeah, well, FYI, Will. I found a Funko Chilly Willy with a stack of pancakes.
With pancakes, yes.
With pancakes for you to remember your childhood.
Speaking of the Friendship Hour, Friendship Day. It was
that supposed to be Saturday?
It was yesterday.
What was the grass one?
That was yesterday. So you guys didn't do it, is what I'm...
I'm trying to move.
So I dropped things off to help. We'll move.
Okay.
And then we went furniture shopping.
That's true friendship.
That would be the friendship hour.
Your shop vac.
And then we took a risk and we went and ate at a Five Guys indoors.
Ooh, that is a risk.
And it was a surreal experience because it's been literally a year since I've eaten inside a restaurant.
Did they not have outdoor seating?
It was cold.
Oh, it was nice.
That's not true.
It was nice yesterday.
Oh, no, that's not true. We did do that one.
You and I went to a restaurant.
Yeah. We went to a restaurant. And then we went furniture shopping. And I did do some grass Pokemon catching, but not a ton. And I didn't get anything shiny. There was supposed to be a new Pokemon that was quote-unquote nearby. And I was like, the point you're saying nearby, I'm literally on top of it, and this isn't spawning, so I'm out.
It was, I'm bummed you guys didn't do it, because it was really easy. It took me about 20 minutes to finish the challenge. It was one of those catch challenges. So it had, I think it had like 8 or 10 grass Pokemon you had to catch. It was like the grass starters and Fungus and Shroomish and Sunkern and stuff. I went to the park I normally went to, which was bit like the park has a huge parking lot. It's a very big park. I don't know if either of you two have been to it, but
I don't know. I've never been to any parks.
So, you don't take us anywhere nice.
The only park in Milwaukee I've ever been to is where that little stream goes like the entire length until it ends at a golf course. Dagnabbit. What is the name of that stream?
I know the park's near me, but I'm not going to dox myself.
Not until you're ready to move.
So when I went to Elm Grove Park, they had 300 soccer games going. They had kids climbing in trees. I don't know. They were attaching little belts to them and pulling them up trees. It was wild. I was like, what is happening here right now?
Oh, no, it's like pole climbing, like lumberjack pole climbing.
Oh, yeah.
They had like one of those light fixing structures and they had kids climbing a tree. It was really weird.
Now I don't know what light fixing structure is.
What is a light fixing structure?
It's like the orange thing with the big arm and there's a basket at the top, like a cherry picker.
A crane?
Yeah, like a crane. Well, no, a crane is like holding stuff. It's like the basket with the arm.
A crane.
No, that he's literally talking about a cherry picker.
It's like a cherry picker.
No, it is a cherry picker.
Okay, but they were picking cherries.
When the electric company comes out and fixes the telephone pole, that's a cherry picker. That's the official name for it.
Oh, they were cherry picking 5-year-olds up a tree. The park was out of control. It was very busy. So I went to like the scenic route where it was not busy. But anyways, I completed the catch friendship challenge, whatever.
With no friends. You did it all by yourself.
It's true. You didn't need friends to complete it. It awarded 175,000 XP. And then if you had a lucky egg on, it was 350,000 XP, which, you know.
It's a lot.
Curious of all the people that were complaining about not being level 40 from you, went the extra mile to do this because it was pretty easy. A lot of XP for little to no work. I found a shiny Alolan Exeggutor. That was pretty cool.
Nice.
I checked like the Sulphurod and stuff. I don't think any grass type Pokemon was boosted shiny odds. There was 3x catch bonus, so if you were playing during the hour, obviously having a lucky egg would increase that. And then they increased trade distance by 40 kilometers, which I don't know what that is in American. And then your incense lasted, your lures lasted, and you had a higher chance of getting lucky Pokemon if you completed trade with a friend.
24 miles.
I didn't have any friends. I had a pretty good time, though. I played 90 minutes of the 3 hours and walked like 4 miles, so that was pretty good. It was an all right event. Prior to this event, although we didn't talk about this last week, but like the 2 days before this event, the lucky egg stuff was like slightly broken, whereas if you used the lucky egg and you opened a present from a friend to get the friendship XP, it wasn't working for some people, not all people. It seemed to be not widespread, but obviously the people it happened to, they were very vocal and angry, so they were very loud, of course. And I get it, right? You know, you're supposed to get 200,000 XP, you only get 100,000 XP. It was, you know, it cost 80 cents to turn on a lucky egg. Totally understand the complaints. The other thing, though, is Team Rocket was missing for 2 weeks. I don't know if you all noticed.
Yes. I was supposed to be fighting Giovanni, and I'm like, scared of me. There's no balloon jamming.
So,
he's too afraid of what I can do.
Right before Friendship Day, they fixed the lucky egg, so that's working now again. And then Team Rocket's back. So I'm not sure what weird issue broke Team Rocket. I don't even know why Team Rocket broke in the first place. Like, I don't know what went wrong. I just remember them getting pulled. Mm.
They were too annoying.
You're not wrong. But Niantic fixed both before this event, so that was good. But again, I don't think Niantic would ever say why it broke, or even maybe they even know what caused it, or if the Pokemon company is very good at being like, there's an issue, we just keep on pushing forward. We're not going to acknowledge that. Although I think in like Harry Potter Wizards Unite, feel like they, I don't know. I felt like
the Team Rocket balloons left there too.
No, I felt like there was an issue like 6 months ago.
Team Rocket showed up in Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, they went to Harry Potter. Like, we're done.
I thought I remember reading there was an issue in Harry Potter, and they kind of explained what went wrong and kind of elaborated on it. But they will never do that with Pokemon Go.
No, I mean somebody leaned on the button that turned off the shinies and turned off Team Rocket because it is just a button at this point. They have that fine of control.
Interesting to think about, you know, this game being almost 5 years old and being like, I know this from working on websites at least, which a website is probably less complicated than a mobile app that exists between two platforms on various phones and various OSs. I don't know how many versions of Android it's running on or how many versions of iOS or how Android works on a Google phone versus Samsung versus Huawei. Is that what that one is?
What?
What word are you saying? Chinese Android company.
Huawei.
It is Huawei.
But when I was fixing websites when I had a real job back in the day, and you would go in and you would see 6 years of a website and how everything was like Band-Aid on top of each other, and the boss would be like, I want you to do this. And you're like, but if we do this, this will break, so we're going to have to like fix those first before we do what you wanted to do. I'm curious of how much at this point Pokemon Go is held together with Band-Aids.
It's because, Band-Aids all the way down.
No.
Band-Aids
all the way down.
They have
had rigorous control over their code base.
Said no one ever.
I just said it.
They literally had one person working on the code, and then they exploded, and now there's like team of 50 who just keep adding code on top of code.
Like, the game shipped.
Kecleon, and Kecleon killed Team Rocket.
The game shipped in a working state. That's debatable, because it crashed a lot.
Five years ago.
Yeah. 5 years ago, and they had server problems, so I don't think that was necessarily the game. It was, you know, connecting the server and that crashing.
That's right. It was the server's fault.
And then they
that the tip is rapidly dropping, server.
And then they had to hire a bunch of people. At least with the pandemic, they had to pivot and make remote raid passes work and squeeze out. Well, who knows how long the evolution was in that stuff? Or hey, whatever happened to those sponsored balloons? Did we talk about those?
I see them every once in a while. But all balloons disappeared during Team all Rocket.
I haven't seen
enough
sponsored balloons since Team Rocket came back. This is not defending Niantic, but I am sure their app is held together with Band-Aids at this point.
Everything is held together with Band-Aids. This podcast is held together with Band-Aids at this point.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious if people would be okay. No one would be okay with anything. Like, if Niantic came out and said, we're not adding any new features for 3 months, but we are going to work on making the app more stable. Hardcore players? I don't know, though. Like, I feel like hardcore players would be like, yes, I would want a more stable app. Whereas, like, casual players would be like, well, the game is, like, you're not adding anything new. The game is boring. I'm going to leave.
I think it hurts
the majority of people
more.
Are going to be like, retain my interest or you're lost me forever.
Right.
I would just like them to fix the fact that at least 55% of the time when I attempt to bring my buddy into the real world and feed it berries, it just sits there and spins for 5 minutes and then says network error until I close the app and launch it again.
I have fiber internet is the problem.
Well,
is your buddy a Spinda?
My buddy is a shiny Budu right now.
I have never had any buddy issues.
I have buddy issues all the time.
Interesting.
Constantly.
Your iPhone, right?
I'm in the new whatever. The
14.5
iOS Super
5 or whatever.
Whatever it is. I don't not install
I've never
things.
Had buddy issues. I haven't.
It's just they have low quality internet on that part of Minneapolis. So that's
your low quality internet.
I've got fiber, sir.
I have it when I'm using. This is the only issue I have frequently, and it's not even that frequent. It's like once every 5 hours if I'm hardcore playing Go, is when I have the Pokeball Plus active, it will continue working, but I can't spin my character. My character will still walk, the Pokemon will still spawn in, the Pokeball Plus will still work, but my character will just, like, I can't move the camera.
Mm, I get that everyone will do. I'm on 14.4.2.
Oh, I don't know if that's the latest.
It says my software is up to date, so Apple thinks so.
Yeah, that's what I'm on too, 14.4.2. Yeah, I've never had the Badoo issue. Maybe it's just Badoo.
It's not! It happens on all of them! I had a Mamoswine issue, I had...
Wait, have they all been shiny?
Mamoswine isn't shiny. Gardevoir is, and Badoo is, and Roserade is.
Yeah, I think the question of, like, would most people be okay with Niantic not adding new stuff and instead of just making the game more stable?
I think the answer is... that time was short. I think if it was a month, yes. I think if it was, like, it's going to take 3 months to do this, I think you would lose casual players. Yeah. You'd have to do something spectacular to bring them back.
I kind of wish I played Ingress, because they did that whole revamp of Ingress.
I played right Ingress ahead. At that time.
No, I'm not going to play Ingress now. I'm just thinking
of, like...
You just
said that you wish that you played Ingress. I wish... This is within your control. You can obtain this wish.
I played Ingress. It's not difficult.
No, I'm saying I wish I knew, like... I wish I played Ingress and saw the progression of that game to the point where they revamped it and to see what that was. But I don't remember.
What was it, Greg?
I don't remember old Ingress. I don't remember the revamp. I do know that people were very excited and pretty positive about the revamp.
So I'm trying to remember old Ingress. I think when it first launched, it had 3 teams and then the revamp cut it down to 2. Oh, Ingress went from like...
I thought it was always 2.
Everything that changed.
I thought it was blue-green.
I think because there used to be 3. Maybe I'm thinking of a different game. But yeah, it was not very fun before, and then when they revamped it, it was a lot more control. You could do a lot more things. It was easier to do a bunch of stuff. Because I played it sort of before, and then after the revamp, it was a lot more fun, and then Go came in, and I was like, buying Chris, I'm going to Pokemon Go. But it was a pretty big change, but they had lost so many people playing Ingress that I don't think it hurt them to revamp it because they needed to do something.
Yeah, I don't think they would ever do like Pokemon Go 2, but I feel like there would be a point where they were like, we're going to overhaul the whole app. Maybe that would be like when they catch up with Pokemon and they're like, oh gosh, we need something. We need something else to do here.
And they just recently updated Ingress to be more like Pokemon Go, like in the last 3 years.
Maybe there was 2 revamps of Ingress, because I swear there was a revamp like 2 years ago.
Yeah, there was one 2 years ago, and I think there was one... When did Ingress come out? 2012? So I think there was one in 2014, 2015, as they were getting ready to do Go, and then there's been another one in 2018.
To make up for the Team Rocket, which was away, Shadow Zapdos will return when you defeat Giovanni between June 1st through June 17th. This is like
June?
A month away. Yeah.
That's a long time away.
Wait, but okay. They came back and I defeated Giovanni and I got... Mine was a Shadow Zapdos.
Like today?
Like yesterday.
Oh. Well, they're going to give it to you again because they've got to follow the old rotation that they had planned out.
I don't even know how you get Giovanni outside of these events. Can you?
You're supposed to defeat... So in the game... There was a spot where it would say, like, Team Rocket, Trouble, whatever. And it would always remember how many leaders you beat. So when you beat Arlo, Cliff, and Sierra, it would then give you the Giovanni radar to find Giovanni. But when the pandemic started, they disabled that because that was supposed to reset once a month.
Okay, that's why.
You can now only get Giovanni when you have Giovanni radar, and they've been doing these special events where, like, Giovanni's back, but they're, like, giving you the radar for completing something.
Hmm.
So you probably had... So I bet you had the Giovanni radar, obviously.
Yes.
Used it, but they're saying we're not giving any Giovanni radars out. Once June comes, we'll be giving the Giovanni radar out, and if you missed it, the Zapdos, here's your opportunity to get it.
Got it.
This makes sense now. Had to walk through that slowly. All right. Speaking of walking, Pokemon's question of the week.
We're there already?
Well, it's the 25th anniversary.
we can only fit so much exciting 25th news in an episode.
Is it snowing out?
Is it? No. It can't
be. It's snowing here.
Well, get ready.
Heck?
All right. What's the question of the week? What's the question of the week?
That's a good one.
All right, we can do the we can do two questions here. First one is from Patrick from our Slack from last night's stream. If Instagram was a thing in the Pokemon world, what character would have the most followers?
Pikachu. Raihan.
Oh, are we talking like people, not Pokemon?
Yeah.
What Pokemon other than Rotom has access to a camera and can use that?
Look, Pikachu's on cameras.
Yeah, people will take pictures of Pikachu.
No, Pikachu's on picture printers, not on the camera
itself. Here's
the thing.
Ash has an Instagram, and he has Pikachu's Instagram. So Ash posts his boring life, and he's got like 5 followers. But his Pikachu page that he runs has a lot. So in that way, Ash's Pikachu probably has a lot of followers. Second is Ryan.
Ash's Pikachu is significantly more popular than Ash.
Yes, way more popular. Yes. Ash has like... Ash, on average, gets 5 likes for his brunch shots. This is what I'm eating today for brunch. And Pikachu falls off a log, and there's like 1 million likes.
It
kind of bugs Ash. You know that eats him up inside, but he gets a lot of really good deals through Pikachu, so he can't really stop doing it.
I mean,
is now taking pictures of Pikachu.
The free
for
Pikachu
Instagram.
Food, treats,
yeah,
toys.
He can't stop, but he resents Pikachu.
I don't think Ash would be that high on an Instagram thing.
He wouldn't.
No, Pikachu is.
Pikachu is. Ash is Pikachu.
But in the overall Pokemon world, I would. Okay, so hold on.
Okay.
If we're just talking Pokemon.
Okay.
Pikachu would be number one. And like Mewtwo and Charizard and Greninja would probably be like top 5. Because at that point, you're just ranking like popular Pokemon.
Yeah.
No. That's not,
no, that's not how Instagram works.
Have you ever used Instagram?
Yes, I have.
But the thing is, you don't do it because, like, right? It's like I have my Instagram washing the sink.
Uh huh.
Right? I have my Finsta, which y'all don't know. And if you don't know what a Finsta is, you're too old. Then I actually manage the Instagram for Scrapple. Now, Wash in the Sink has like 450 Instagram followers.
Mm-hmm.
Scrapple has 250,000 Instagram followers because people enjoy evil cats.
Yes. So Ash has like 5 followers.
Yes.
But Ash's Pikachu has a lot. Giovanni,
half a million.
Mewtwo,
I don't think Ash's Pikachu
is rivaling the Kardashians.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think Ash's Pikachu would have a bunch of followers because there are other more famous Pikachus in the Pokemon world.
There are not.
Master Chooster.
Who?
The movie star Pikachu from Alola. Would have more followers than Ash's Pikachu. He's a famous Pikachu.
No. No.
Yes.
Ash's Pikachu
bring up his
is...
page. I don't believe mm-mm. this. Mm-mm. Show me where Master Chooster exists.
What do you mean where Master Chooster exists?
Show it to me. Show me his Instagram page.
You know Misty is out there on TikTok.
Oh.
She's doing all the dances.
We will not take any creative liberty with this question and start talking about other social medias.
Why not? Yeah, we will.
I think Greg is right as Raihan would be very high.
Yes.
Probably Nessa because she's in fashion.
She's a model.
She's a model.
But no, but Alyssa?
Yeah.
Elisa.
Yeah.
She would be pretty high.
She absolutely does. Iris probably is up there because people are just fascinated how this kid became champion.
Mm.
She gets a lot of hate comments, though, but she doesn't let it get her down. We know Bryson Mann is constantly upset at how many followers he doesn't have.
Bryson Mann try hard on Instagram.
Yeah.
Milo is like our friend Houseplant Daddy.
Yeah,
Milo
has a very vivid plant blog.
Milo not in the top charts though,
no.
Not very high.
Drayden has a certain followers.
We'll have to talk about that next week.
A clientele that follows Daddy's follows Drayden's Insta.
Me?
Totally.
Okay, but what trainers are not using Instagram? Like, I don't think Lenora's using it.
Lenora has got no time.
Who's the old man in the tree?
I don't think
Kalos?
Ramos. Ramos hasn't figured out Facebook. Ramos keeps liking conspiracy theories on
Facebook.
Erica
doesn't seem like a technology person.
None of the...
Or Koga. No Koga either.
The cooks don't have it. Cillian, Cress, and...
No, the people love their taking pictures of their food. I think...
Of their food, but they don't do it themselves. They may have an Instagram for their restaurant, but not for them, because nobody cares about them.
Well, no one cares about whatever they do.
Professor Oak and Samson Oak are on Clubhouse. Yep. They're holding forums on Pokemon. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about other services.
All right, second question here is, if you had to design one Pokemon product for the 25th anniversary, what would it be?
Oh, Fantina has a great Instagram.
That was FYI. From Brandon. No one likes Fantina.
If I had to design one Pokemon product for the 25th anniversary,
what do you mean? I love Fantina.
Fantina would have a fantastic Instagram. Be real.
25th anniversary.
Product?
Yeah. A butter dish.
Okay,
they've never done that before.
How about a printer that will print out pictures that you can have in your house, and it's a small, compact printer?
Okay, they didn't design that, though.
Okay, so 25th anniversary, I would have an official licensed tabletop RPG. They would give the license to somebody, and somebody
would that person's name be Greg?
It was called Master Trainer, and it was an awful game.
No, that was a board game.
Yeah, that game was bad, though.
And I own it, and I'm not saying a board game. I'm saying a tabletop RPG like Dungeons & Dragons. Or Star Wars.
D&D popular in Japan?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Huge.
Oh, okay.
There's three animes that were based off of
That was like a serious question. I had no clue.
Yeah. D&D is pretty big.
They have to have, like, the D&D normal, like, Wizards publishes, like, a Japanese version of the book, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I mean, publish Japanese versions of pretty much everything.
But it is it is Wizards, right? Like, Wizards is doing it?
Yeah. Now. But when D&D first started in the 80s, it was big in Japan, and then it got bigger because a group of players made an anime of their... adventure. And they call it the Record of the Lodoss War. And it's been pretty big. Like, I wouldn't say it's like, D&D just isn't a top fandom. I mean, it's big.
What?
But
I have thought it was pretty big.
I mean, it's had a resurgence, but it's still like, there's still a lot of people who've never heard of it. But it's been pretty steady in Japan for a very long time. And they actually did put out a kids' version of an RPG way, way back in the day, like 2000, 2001. Pokemon Emergency? I think that's what it was called.
I have that. They were supposed to do, like, multiple sets, but they only did...
they only did one.
They only did, like, two, I think.
They only did one, as far as I know.
Oh, I thought they came out with the second one. Wasn't there one with, like, Spearow on the cover, and then the second one was Jigglypuff on the cover?
No, because I think it was only Pokemon Junior Adventure game, Pokemon Emergency.
Junior Adventure Emergency, yeah.
I don't think there's another one.
I think in the box.
Yes.
There's like a pamphlet that shows the second one.
Yes.
But I think you're right.
It never happened.
But they had like five planned.
Yes.
And you can go on eBay and you can buy like a box of the emergencies. You can get like 20 of them for $50 or something.
When did that come out? It had been like 2000.
We should play that, Greg. I actually own it, like a sealed copy of it.
I own it too.
Wait, is that Mythical is coming back?
Don't start rumors.
Don't. We're going to get a bunch of people tweeting at me.
Pokemon Junior Adventure Game looks like it was 2002, 2001, somewhere in there. Yeah, we can play that. When you move here, we'll play it on stream.
It's like in the early 2000s, they were trying to license everything with Pokemon.
Everything.
Not that they don't do that today.
Well, no, that's what I was thinking. It's like it's really hard to answer this question because Pokemon has merchandised themselves out as much as almost as much as Disney, right? It's just like there's not a
even if you were to say toaster, they there's a Pikachu toaster that exists. Like,
I mean, I was gonna say Pokemon Sheets, but there's probably there are definitely Pokemon Sheets.
I had them when I was a kid.
I had Star Wars Sheets as a kid.
They've done underwear. They've done Levi's.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, what other 25th anniversary? I would have another watch.
Their watches are.
Yes.
Well, maybe a Pokemon slash you know what Rolex would be... crossover watch. Although, let's go with Omega, not Rolex. Okay, let's be hip.
This is what I would want. It's very specific, but you know how on the Apple Watch, Disney licensed a Mickey Mouse face, and you do Mickey Mouse and Minnie, and like those are official.
A very like a Mickey Mouse watch is a very classic American watch to have.
Yeah.
I would want them to like app. I don't know how that works. I don't know if like Disney approached Apple or Apple approached Disney or
Apple definitely approached Disney said, "Hey, can we include Mickey Mouse, a classic watch, on our watch faces?"
Yeah, but it would be cool if you could have Pikachu.
Would Pikachu's tail move?
Oh,
that would be the minute hand.
Well, then his arm would do. How does Mickey? Mickey is just his two arms, right?
Mickey is his two arms,
but Pikachu has very tiny arms. Wouldn't work very well.
So
you could have two Pikachus. The male and the female, and then their tails. Their tails do it.
Their tails do this.
Yeah.
Touchy.
The tails
thing.
Touch.
Crossing. What else would I want for 25th? God. You know what would be great? Is if they had a CD or an album release of pop stars making Pokemon songs. Like a Katy Perry or a Post Malone could put out.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really great. They could even go international and get just a bunch of a worldwide phenomenon list of artists. Maybe even have like some sort of weird virtual concert. That would be so cool. Instead, we got nothing!
I was going to say, like, I'm surprised there's not a Mario Pikachu crossover, but they did actually do that like 4 years ago.
Did they?
Yeah, they had Pikachus in little Mario outfits.
Oh, yeah.
It was when they opened the Nintendo store. No, that was like 2 years ago. That was like right before the pandemic, I think. And then obviously Nintendo World is, I think, now open in Japan.
I have no answers.
Pokemon Grill. I don't think they've done that yet.
Like a Weber grill?
Yeah.
Is it Amazon? No. Rainforest Cafe. Rainforest Cafe.
Pokemon Cafe.
Yeah, they have a Pokemon Cafe already.
So they would have a they would definitely have a Pikachu Weber grill. Would they have a Snorlax where it's like Snorlax's face and you open it up and the mouth opens and you have burgers inside?
Yes.
I'd buy that.
What? Would it not just be a Carcoal?
No, nobody likes that.
Not
garbage
Pokemon. Gen 1ers are not buying stuff.
People are not buying a Carcoal Weber grill. They're buying a Pikachu grill, and they're buying a Snorlax grill.
Okay, what about you? Can put Charizard. You can put Charizard on it.
They would have a Charizard grill.
There you go.
And the tail would go inside and have like a flame by the coals. See, they need to approach us. We could really pump out a great 25th anniversary.
You know, I'm going to say in the last 15 minutes, I don't think we had any good ideas. I think they were all bad.
What was your good idea, Steve?
The Apple Watch.
After I said watch, after I said new watch, you're like, making an Apple Watch.
Hey, sometimes.
How about a Pokemon Fitbit?
No, because I got an Apple Watch. I don't need no Fitbit. I don't need
around my room to see, like, is there anything in here that.
I don't need two things on my wrist.
Apple Pokemon Wi-Fi router.
You know, I don't think there's a Pokemon Wi-Fi router. I think that's still an untapped market.
Do they have Pokemon USB jump drives?
They don't have. Like a flash drive? They might have a flash drive.
Because I have a Star Wars one.
They have the cable dongles. You know those things where you
I was.
You like put your cable through it, and then when you plug it in, it looks like Pikachu is like biting your phone.
Mm-hmm.
They have those. Those are really popular in Japan. Speaking of Pokemon of the week.
Speaking of Pokemon.
That's all we've done.
Right. I'm pretty sure I said at the beginning of Pokemon of the week last week, I was like, once again, listen to all the words. And yet, people didn't. I think the main thing, you know, it was focus. I was like, let me bring Pokemon Go up in here. We don't talk about Pokemon Go and Pokemon of the Week that often. I was like, we've got a new Pokemon that was introduced to Pokemon Go, and you could get it through Wild Encounters or One Star, which is also another huge indication to you. One Star raids or for research tasks. And then the other thing I went through about how it has the an ability that's boosts pulse moves, which is called Mega Launcher, is the ability. I didn't say that as part of the clue, but I did say that the Pokemon for the week could learn 4 pulse moves, which are boosted by Mega Launcher. But I said another of the new Pokemon introduced to Go for Rivals Week of the 4 of new ones that were introduced. The other one can learn 6 of the 7, which would mean like that it's the evolution of this one. And a lot of people just didn't pay attention to that. Either way, who's that Pokemon?
It's
Kingler.
Kingler, there's only 3 Pokemon that can learn Mega Launcher. Or have the Mega Launcher ability.
Because one of them is Clauncher.
Clauncher. Correct.
Clauncher has one of the best shinies.
It's just like for everybody who thought it was Clawitzer, like tip about Pokemon Go. If they're introducing a new Pokemon, they typically don't introduce the evolution as like, it's like you get the new Pokemon, then you have to evolve it in the game. That's how they get you to get the candies.
I really like the shuffle icon.
Shuffle icon's good.
It's really good. And I like the fact that I like what they did for the shinies. Blue shrimp versus red shrimp, which is a real life thing.
Hmm.
Any trivia?
No, it's just the trivia is just what it's based off of, which is
a pistol shrimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shoots water with its little squirty claw.
Launcher makes a combination of claw and launcher. Really?
Wow.
Really?
There
wow.
is a Clawitzer, at least, in Pokemon Snap we saw in the trailer. I don't know if there's a Clauncher in Pokemon Snap, but that we at least saw a Clawitzer in the game.
Well, we only have so many slots for Pokemon, so...
I think only 200.
Clawitzer is one of those Pokemon, when I first saw it, I was like, I hate this. Over time, it's actually really cool. Like when I first played X and Y, I was like, this is a very forgettable Pokemon. It's no Furfuru.
I mean, it's no Basculin.
Wait, does that mean that Clawitzer and Dragalge are
I'm still not
rivals?
Sold on Dragalge.
You are so wrong, and go back into the hole you crawled out of, okay? Dragalge is awesome.
They are version exclusives, yeah. I guess they would be considered rivals in the sense that, like, Skrelp and Dragalge are locked to one, and then Clawitzer and... Like, they probably wouldn't pull a Sword and Shield and only have one of them. They'd probably have both, but then keep them version exclusive still.
Yeah. The Mach Kelp Pokemon.
Who are you looking at?
Dragalge.
Dragalge is it's Poison Dragon. It's just like,
yeah,
it was
really
like
good.
The answer to the introduction of Fairy type.
I also just like saying Skrelp.
Skrelp is cute.
Skrelp.
It's a little cutie.
Skrelp's cute. Dragalge's
Clauncher is like... Eh.
I think my problem with Dragalge, it's so thin.
But that's how the actual real creature is.
Yeah.
That it's based off of.
You don't like seahorses?
Nah, not really. They're kind of weird.
Oh.
You don't like Horsey? Seadra? Kingdra?
Seahorses are so cool.
I mean,
I don't like a lot of things that come from the ocean, though.
Yeah, well. I mean, so... Okay, look up the leafy sea dragon, and you will see what it's based off of.
No, I've seen what it's based off of. It's weird looking.
It looks like a leaf!
It's like looking at, like, a grasshopper. I don't want to look at it.
What's wrong with grasshoppers?
I don't like looking at bugs!
I am so confused.
I like looking at Combi. Combi is aesthetically appealing. Appeasing? Appealing.
Yeah, because it's in your little boxes that you have to put
in.
Yeah. It's
but
organized.
Then if I'm on Twitter and I'm scrolling and I'm seeing pictures of bees or honeybees or wasps, I'm like, oh, I'm out. I don't want to look at these.
Why?
They're too
Are you scared?
I don't like bugs.
They're cute
They're
as
too
heck.
Buggy.
too buggy.
Bugs look, are sweetie peas.
Look, they don't fit. They bugs. Don't fit into Steve's box. Anything that has any sort of creativity, some flow to it, he's like, nah, I don't want to see that. You need to be perfectly square, clean, and in this corner.
That's right.
The fact that you have a leak sticking out of your head has been distracting me this entire time.
I feel like it's fallen over more and more.
I think, yeah.
It's really gone downhill. Poor Appleton all doesn't right. have a chair anymore.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Appleton doesn't need a chair. He's slowly moving up on you.
Obviously, very busy trying to get moved out of my old house into my new house, so didn't have a lot of time to write a Pokemon of the Week, so this is what you get, folks. There are 4 Pokemon games where you start the game within a moving truck. Only 4, right? Maybe 5. Wait, Greg?
You're the one that wrote it.
There's 5.
Yeah, there's 5.
There are 5 Pokemon games where you start the game within a moving truck. Which Pokemon is chasing the professor at the beginning of those games? There you go.
I gotta get my love sack over here.
I know.
This is a podcast.
Within a podcast.
Pod Chaser, feel free to leave us a review there. It will go to charity. If you are thinking of throwing money at the disaster of this program, patreon.com/pkmncsd.
But wait until May 1st.
May 1st.
If you're already a current patron, I did say this in our update, you will
thank
be
you.
Grand thank you, and you will be grandfathered into whatever it does. So like, if your $2 gets you Slack, if that reward is technically going away, but everyone who's there, they'll get to keep it. Like, we're not gonna suddenly kick you out because $2 isn't enough or whatever. You're safe. Everyone will be grandfathered in. So if we raise a reward tier from $25 to $26, which is not happening, but if we were to, you would be grandfathered into that. Not trying to extort one extra dollar out of you. Extort is the right word, right?
It falls in this general area.
Close enough, whatever.
If you want to follow Greg on Twitter at White Wing, Will on Twitter at Washing the Sink, I'm on Twitter at Dragging a Lake, podcast PKMNcast on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. It's all PKMNcast. The only exception is Reddit, which is r/supereffective.
Effective. Also follow Ash's Pikachu on Instagram.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Follow my Rosalia on Instagram.
If the Pokemon, I think there's like an Eevee Instagram, isn't there? There's an Eevee Twitter account.
Yeah, well, I'd buy that. Did you say Eevee, Eevee, Eevee all the time?
No.
Envoy.
Yeah.
Envoy.
That's what they say.
Yeah, boy.
We will be. Okay, so I will be streaming Pokemon Snap on Friday at noon Central Time. It does come out Thursday at midnight, or I guess we're assuming it comes out Thursday at midnight because that's when most video games come out at midnight. I will be streaming on Friday at noon, if you want to watch on Twitch. And we'll be streaming Friday and Saturday. And then on Sunday, when we record, we will have our thoughts on Pokemon Snap.
And we have to watch your stream.
I don't know. Will, are you getting Pokemon Snap?
I most likely will, unless this move completely bankrupts me. Yes.
Okay. I'll have thoughts on Pokemon Snap.
I'll definitely have thoughts about watching you play Pokemon Snap. I can guarantee that.
Maybe the real twist, you find out next week if after Greg watching Pokemon Snap, Greg buys Pokemon Snap.
You know I can't buy anything for myself this month.
Yeah, but it resets on the 1st.
It's May. Yeah, May.
No, from April 19th. To my birthday, May 19th, I am forbidden from buying stuff because everybody in my life...
Oh, he's saying, Steve, he wants you to buy him Pokemon Snap.
Everybody in my life is like, we don't know what to buy you. You always buy stuff for yourself. So I struck a deal. I'm not allowed to buy myself anything the month before my birthday.
It's a good strat.
And then I just add it to my Amazon list. And then what do they say to me? I don't want to buy something off your list. And I can't with these people. Like, what do you want me to do?
And they just get you a gift card.
Like, which I'm fine with. But what I don't like is when you, like, I remember you were into this thing 15 years ago, and it stuck in my head, so I'm going to buy it for you.
So, like,
don't.
Beanie Babies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beanie Babies were, like, 23 years ago.
Yeah. Well, they came back for a while.
I don't know. McDonald's sometimes stocks them. when they're desperate for Happy Meals.
Yeah, but they're really like, what do we get? What do we got? We got a bunch of BB Mays hanging up from the 90s. Shove them in the back.
We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
super effective.
Super scrap, scrap, scrap.
This podcast is supported and funded by Patreon. If you would like to support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/PKMNCAST. A huge shout out to the producers of our show, Kevin, Steven, Steph, Sean, Bovine, Potato, Patrick, Matthew, Kay, Catherine, Casey, Josh, Jetsy, Jessica, Horatio, Courtney, Brian, Brady. And a shout out to our three executive producers of Spencer, Joseph, and Anthony. Thank you so much for your support. If you too would like to support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community and join our Patreon, you can head over to patreon.com/PKMNCAST, or you can just head over to ISC.cash. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.